This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel said Thursday its troops battled Hamas militants across the Gaza Strip, killing dozens of fighters in central and northern Gaza, while Israeli airstrikes hit Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Strip. The fighting went on as mediators of a proposed new ceasefire waited to hear progress in securing a deal between Israel and Hamas that would bring a short-term halt in fighting and the release of prisoners held by Hamas in Gaza. The outline for the proposal came out of talks in Paris among U.S., Israeli, Qatari, and Egyptian officials earlier this week. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh was expected to travel to Cairo to discuss the plan. More than 100 hostages taken by Hamas during its October 7th terror attack on Israel were released during the November ceasefire in exchange for 240 Palestinians jailed by Israel. Hamas is still believed to be holding another 100 or so hostages. The U.S. military Wednesday said American forces carried out strikes in Yemen against 10 attack drones and a ground control station belonging to the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. The U.S. Central Command also said a warship shot down an anti-ship missile fired by the Houthis and later downed three Iranian drones. The Houthi militants, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, have launched a wave of exploding drones and missiles at commercial vessels in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden in recent weeks in response to Israel's military operations in Gaza and in a show of solidarity with the Palestinians. A U.S. federal judge in the western state of California has dismissed a lawsuit accusing the administration of President Joe Biden of failing to stop the Israeli bombing of Gaza. The judge ruled Wednesday that he does not have jurisdiction, but conceded it is possible that Israel's war amounts to genocide. This is VOA News. The judge urged the administration to examine the results of its support for the military siege. As President Biden travels to the Midwestern state of Michigan on Thursday to meet with auto workers, many of that state's Arab American residents say he's not welcome. Protesters gathered Wednesday night in the city of Dearborn, chanting pro-Palestinian slogans and carrying banners reading, "Abandon Biden."
We don't want to see him. He's a genocide Joe. He's a complicit in a catastrophe that's happening 1,000 miles away. People think that it's not hurting us, but it is. We're aiding it with our money. We're sending billions of dollars, all these equipments. I mean, we're bombing them, actually. We're killing the kids in Gaza.
Biden's campaign speeches are routinely being disrupted by protesters. His support for Israel could cost him votes in battleground states like Michigan, where Arab Americans account for 5% of the vote. Biden's margin of victory over former President Donald Trump in 2020 was less than 3%. Farmers hoping to get the attention of EU summit leaders in Brussels gathered early on Thursday morning, blocking and cutting off major roads in the EU quarter. Belgian farmers have joined a growing wave of farmers in Germany, France, Poland, and Romania complaining of red tape and restrictions hampering effective farming. Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo told reporters before the EU summit that the farmers' concerns were perfectly legitimate.
We need to make sure that our farmers can be a partner in this. They have done incredible efforts over the past years. Over the past years, they have really adapted to the new standards that we have. We have a long way to go, and we need to make sure that they can be a partner in this and that they can be part of the discussion.
The blockades and pickets are exposing a clash between the EU's drive to cut CO2 emissions and its aim of becoming more self-sufficient in production of local food and other essentials following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. A group of team owners across North American Major League Sports is leading a major investment in the PGA Tour. AP correspondent Gethin Kulbaum has details.
The PGA Tour is getting a $3 billion investment from Strategic Sports Group. The deal gives players access to more than $1.5 billion as equity owners in the new PGA Tour enterprises. The launch comes 8 months after the PGA Tour signed a framework agreement with the Saudi backers of LIV Golf. The Tour says its partnership with SSG allows for the Saudis to be co-investors. SSG is led by Fenway Sports Group and includes owners John Henry and Tom Werner of the Red Sox, Steve Cohen of the Mets, Arthur Blank of the Falcons, Wick Grosbeck of the Celtics, and others. I'm Gethin Kulbaum.
And I'm Richard Green for VOA News.